بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيقول الإمام البخاري رحمه الله تعالى في كتابه الأدب المفرد باب بر من كان يسله أبوه باب بر من كان يصله أبوه الإمام البخاري رحمه الله he mentioned in his book الأدب المفرد the chapter being kind and nice to the one whom his father used to have relationships with we seen in our previous class the author رحمه الله he mentioned a chapter about being nice and righteous and kind and fulfilling the duty of the parents even after they die. And that was to supplicate for them and to call on Allah on their behalf and to ask Allah to have mercy on them and to forgive them. And this chapter, Al-Bukhari rahimahullahu ta'ala, he's clarifying another good noble manner and etiquette that the child can fulfill and seek the pleasure of Allah by way of. After the death of the parent, and that is that one will keep relationships with the friends of the parent, the people who the parent was close to, the companions of the father or the mother. They will keep relationships with them, and they will be kind to them. The people that the father used to love and have strong relationships and ties with. And if that's not from their family, it would be from his companions. So if that father died, the child can still do good to his father even after he's dead, obeying Allah by being kind to the parents, now by keeping relationships with the parents' friends and companions and those people that they used to love. Do you understand? The author, he mentioned a narration with his chain to Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhuma. What is his name? Ibn Umar. What is his name? Abdullah. Who is his sister? Who is her husband? Allahumma barik. Abdullah ibn Umar. Also, Abdullah ibn Umar, he had two sons. Who are they? Bilal and Salim. Allahumma barik. Radiallahu an as-sahabati. وَمَنْ تَبِعَهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ إِلْيَوْمَ الدِّينِ نعم. So Abdullah ibn Umar, he says, عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال إِنَّ أَبَرَّ الْبِرِّ أَنْ يَصِلَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَ وُدِّ أَبِهِ That the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, from the best obedience to the parents and from the best kindness and goodness to the parents is that a man, he will keep good relationships with the family of those whom his father loved. Those people whom his father loved, meaning the companions of the father, but likewise the mother as well. The parent, the father, he has maybe knows many people, but there are some that were close to him. There were some of his companions that he loved dearly, and his family knew that about him. After he dies, his children should keep ties with that man and with his family. Now, seeking the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and following the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we see that these are some of the affairs that must be fulfilled even after the parents die. And this is an indication to the great right of the parent. And this is all preceded. But even to clarify in more detail that the right of the parent does not even end if they die. Even if they die. Then if they're Muslims, their right continues by supplicating for them and making dua for them. And this is an indication that that child is righteous and upright. And if somebody hopes to be upright and good, then they should supplicate for their parents while they're alive and after they die. Also from the good and noble manners and from the al-adab al-shar'iyya and the legislative etiquettes is that a child would keep relationship and good ties and honor and respect the companions of their parents after they die. The author, now we go to another chapter as I mentioned, we are summarizing, so sometimes we may jump chapters or skip hadith in order to be suitable for our class. And now we go to the chapter. The author, he has mentioned, rahimahullah, Babu la yusammi ar-rajulu abahu, wa la yajlisu qablahu, wa la yamshi amamahu. Wa laha min tarjama. And this is such a great, great chapter. And we remember fiqh al-Bukhari fi tarajumi, that the understanding of Bukhari can be found in the chapter headings. What did he say? This is the chapter with regards to a man must not call his father by his name. And he must not sit before he sits. And he must not walk in front of him. This chapter title, it contains three things. What are they? The first one, that one should not call his father by his name. Likewise, the mother is included. If the man's father is, for example, Zayd, the son should not say to him, "Yeah, Zayd," or should not ask him, "Ayna Zayd? Where's Zayd at?" And he's talking about his father. He's talking about his own father, and he called him by his name, like this directly. This is not from the good manners. Rather, this is from bad manners. Now, also the second issue here, we see that al-Bukhari, he mentioned in this chapter title, rahimahullahu ta'ala, وَلَا يَجْلِسُ قَبْلَهُ, and that he should not sit down before him. Meaning if they come into a gathering together, that the child should not sit before the parent. That the parent should be allowed to sit first. And the child will allow the parent to sit first. And also along with this understanding that the parent, not only should he or she be allowed to sit first, but they should also be given the best seat. If there's two seats to choose from, and the parent and the child come into the room, who sits first? The parent. One seat is comfortable, and the other seat is not so comfortable. Where would the child prefer the parent to sit?
In the comfortable seat.
Nam, and the child will never, if he's with the parent, hasten to have the comfortable seat and make his mother or father sit on the floor, or make his mother and father sit in a manner that's uncomfortable and prefer himself over them. No, there's something in the deen and in the noble manners of a Muslim, and that is called al-ithar. Al-ithar. Can you say that?
Al-ithar.
Ahsanti. Al-ithar. And this is from the specific characteristics of a believer, and Allah praised the Ansar specifically with this characteristic, and that is that they prefer others over themselves. نَمْ يُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِ خَصَاصًا, that even they preferred others over their own selves, although they were in need. Meaning they gave their wealth and property and their aid and support to the muhajirin, and they themselves were poor, and they themselves, many of them, were in need, but still they gave preference to their brothers who came to them. So from the good characteristics of a Muslim is that he shows preference to others, and he helps others, and allows others to have the good before them, and the likes. And from this, especially with those who have rights over us, like our parents, then even this attribute or this noble characteristic of al-ithar and showing preference to others should even be more present in our lives and in our actions. We will never prefer ourselves over our parents. Not our parents in the affairs of the dunya. So here we see that one will not sit before the parent sits. And also, what did he say? وَلَا يَمْشِي أَمَامَهُ. And likewise, the child must not walk in front of the parent. The author, he mentioned a chain of narration to Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. أنه أبصر رجلين فقال لأحدهما ما هذا منك فقال أبي فقال لا تسميه باسمه ولا تمشي أمامه ولا تجلس قبله. Here we have a narration of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he saw two men. So he said to one of them, ما هذا منك؟ يعني, what is this man's relationship from you? He said, Abi, he's my father. So Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he told him, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he told him, do not call him by his name, and do not walk in front of him, and do not sit before him. We understand the narration? Who is the narrator? What kind of hadith is this? Mawquf, hadith al-mawquf. What does that mean? That this narration is ascribed to a companion. That this is from the hadith of Abu Hurairah and from the wording of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And this is with regards to him and what he saw and what he said. So here we see it again. Abu Hurairah absala rajulaini. He saw two men. فَقَالَ لِأَحَدِهِمَا مَا هَذَا مِنْكَ He seen two men. He said, what to one of them? What is the relationship between you and him? What is the relationship between you and him? The man, what did he say? فَقَالَ أَبِي He's my father. So listen to the beautiful advice again that Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he told that man. لَا تُسَمِّيهِ بِإِسْمِي Do not call him by his name. وَلَا تَمْشِي أَمَامَهُ Do not walk in front of him. وَلَا تَجْلِسْ قَبْلَهُ And do not sit before him. وَلَا تَجْلِسْ قَبْلَهُ And do not sit before him. And do not sit before him. With regards to calling him by his name, this should not happen. This is very bad manners for the child to call their father by his name, or even to refer to him by his name, like this. And where is Zayd? And his dad's name is Zayd. Where's Zayd at? No, he says, where is my father? Aina Abi? Like this, with respect and with honor. He will not call him by his name. And likewise, he will not walk in front of him. Likewise, he will not walk in front of him, except in certain situations, whenever it would be recommended actually for the child to walk in front of the parent. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he's mentioning here the father, but this is likewise the manners that one should abide by with regards to the mother as well. That one will not call the mother by her name likewise. And one will not also walk in front of the mother likewise, except in these situations, for example, if it is dark outside. And maybe the child fears that the parent may be harmed, or if there is dangers on the road, or if it's slippery, for example, or going downstairs. Maybe the child at this time will walk in front of the parent in order to protect the parent, or in order to help the parent. As for if they're walking normally, then the child must not walk in front of the parent. This is not good manners. This is not noble manners. Naam, and likewise, we see that the child must not sit down before the parent. Must not sit down before the parent. Rather, the child will let the parent sit down first, and then after that, he will sit down. He will sit down. And likewise, we see that, again, that whenever he sits down, he will always give preference to the parent and allow the parent to sit in the good spot and the most comfortable spot. And he will prefer that for the parent. And these are from the completion of the noble manners. And this is from displaying the birr. Somebody, whenever the birr, how is the birr going to be displayed? How can the child show the how much he loves and respects his parent? What are some of the ways a child could show outwardly his love and respect for the parent? By obeying them. But now, obeying them and what they say, sah, but there's some here. For example, he cannot call him by his name. He will not call him by his name. Whether he will say, ya abati, ya abi, or ya ummi, like this, ya wadidi, ya wadidati. Whenever he calls him, he'll call him in a tone with respect and using in a word. And a word that the parent likes in this manner, like this. Call it, oh my mother, oh my father, like this. Mom, dad, ya ummi, ya abi, ya abati, like this. And also, one way to show the honor and the respect for the child that the child has for his parent, then he will not walk in front of him. He will not walk in front of him. And likewise, also, any additional with regards to this? Going through doorways. The child will hold the doorway for the parent. And he will let the parent go first. And will not go through the doorway first. And especially he will not open the doorway and go through first and let the door fall on the face of the of the parent. Rather, what will happen? The child will open the door for the mother, open the door for the father, wait for them to pass through, and then after that, go behind them. This is from the noble and the good manners. And it's been narrated from some of the Salaf, just with regards to going through doors, that the one who was the elder, he goes through first. And some of the Salaf, it's mentioned that two of them will go through the door, or come to a doorway together, and they'll both stop and say, "You go first," and say, "You go first." "No, on the right, you go first." And he said, and he'll say to, the other one will say to the other, "How old are you?" He said, "I'm this old." He said, "Well, okay, then you're older than me, so you go first." Like this. So the elder, he'll go first. In any case, in general. But if it's the parent is going to go first. And the child will hold the door for the parent. This is displaying the honor that the child has, and the love that the child has, and the respect that the child has for the parent. Whether it's the mother or the father. Whether it's the mother or the father. And these are from the noble and the good manners. And this is from the upright way and good deen, in the way of as-salaf as-salih. May Allah give us success to apply the knowledge that we learn, and make the knowledge a proof for us and not a proof against us. Al-Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, he mentioned now, Babu hal yukanni hal yukni abahu. The chapter here is a question. The chapter, should a man mention his father by his kunya? We see in here, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that you shouldn't call him by his name. Should he mention him by his kunya? We see here now that the author, he mentioned a chain of narration to Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma. قال لكن أبو حفص عمر خضا. Now, and we see here in this narration that Ibn Umar, he referred to his father as Abu Hafs, radiallahu anhuma. So therefore we see that it is permissible for the child to mention his father's name by the kunya. He shouldn't call him on that by that name. But if he's going to refer to his father, or he's going to mention something about his father to others, then he can mention to him, or he can refer to him by his kunya. He can refer to him by his kunya, especially if he's going to talk about some affairs that he has done, or to mention some goodness about him, and the likes like this. Naam. But he will not call him by his name directly, or he will also not call him by his kunya when he calls him, and instead of calling, Abi, come here, Abba Fulan, come here. La, he will not do that like this, but whenever he refers to him, and the likes like this, or he talks about him, it's okay, inshallah. If he refers to him about others, or if he's informing others about his father, and he refers to him, his father, by his kunya, inshallah, there's no problem in that. But whenever he calls him or speaks to him, he will address him with the best words, and he will call him with the best names, like, yeah, Abati, or yeah, Walidi, or oh, my father, or dad, like this, and in English. And we should try to use Arabic as much as possible in our lives, even if we're still learning. Even if we are still learning, the Arabic language has a special place in the heart of a believer, and al-lugha al-arabiyya min al-deen. The Arabic language is from the deen. It's not just the Arabic language, it's not the language of the Arabs, rather it's the language of al-Islam. Lugatu al-Islam. It's the language of al-Islam. Wa lugatu al-Muslimin. It's the language of the Muslims likewise. So we strive to learn as much as we can from this language. Now we see that the author, he has finished the narrations and the chapter titles, and he has finished the narrations with regards to Birr al-Walidain. Now the author, he begins a new topic and a new subject, and it is Siratu Ar-Rahim. Siratu Ar-Rahim. And this is keeping the ties of kinship. And we close with that today. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.